This goes to Dr. Rakesh Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A. Fix 989-463-2249. Regarding James, last name is Bone, B like boy, O, H, N like November, E. Date of birth 2/13 of 1957. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bone with stage 4 chronic kidney disease and severe hypertension. He is accompanied by his mother, Georgia. He does live with her, and he suffers from bipolar disorder and with schizoaffective abnormalities. And he requires treatment with sertraline and olanzapine, O-L-A-N-Z-A-P-E-N-A-E, to manage his symptoms. He also has hyperlipidemia and takes Lipitor for that. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He does take zinc, and vitamin C, also CoQ10 with the Lipitor, but he does not use Tylenol or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. His mother reports that he was very ill in December, and he may have had several falls secondary to dizziness before his labs were checked at the end of December. He had been ranging between 1.6 and 1.8 with creatinine levels, and then December 30th of last year, he jumped up to 3.2. He was having cold symptoms but had not been using any cold medications. So we did ask him to repeat the labs, and luckily they are starting to improve, with the creatinine now down to 2.4 with estimated GFR of 29. Hopefully that will actually get better as we continue to monitor labs monthly. He states he's feeling better, but his only symptom currently is a headache, and that is probably secondary to high blood pressure. He was asked when he was seen in consultation on October 5th of 2022 to check blood pressure at home, and we were going to institute antihypertensive, but his mother reported that he did not wish to do that, so he didn't check blood pressure at home. However, it was elevated when he was checked in October. It was 192 over 110 and 190 over 110 on the right, 192 on the left. And it's not significantly better now. So the headaches probably are secondary to that high blood pressure. Now he is willing and understands why he needs to check blood pressure at home, and we will be starting him on amlodipine. He needs to go through the mail order pharmacy, but as soon as that's received, he's going to start the amlodipine. And then we're going to have him check blood pressure at home daily to see if 5 milligram daily will be enough, as opposed to maybe 10 milligram. He also may need... we may consider using hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure treatment too, but we are going to start slow and try to lower the blood pressure slowly and carefully so he doesn't have dizziness, falls, or if he, we don't want him to be unwilling to take the medication either. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have some shortness of breath with exertion. He tries to use the CPAP regularly, although he doesn't use it every night. And I strongly encouraged him to do that because I stated that it would help his fatigue and also help lower his blood pressure. He does sleep in a recliner generally, and it's more for comfort, and he denies that he has orthopnea. And no changes in bowels, no blood or melena, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. physical examination, weight is 256 pounds. That is an 8-pound decrease since he was seen in consultation. Pulse 59 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 180 over 110. So that remains very high. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. It is soft. There's no ascites. Extremities, no edema. And labs, January 13th of 2022, creatinine was improved at 2.4 with estimated GFR up to 29. Albumin was 4.2, calcium is 8.8, sodium is 147, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels and severe hypertension. We are starting the patient on amlodipine 5 milligram daily. He will have a 90-day supply, so if that is not effective, we may increase it to 2 a day, and we may add hydrochlorothiazide also as needed to help control that blood pressure. The patient did agree to check his blood pressure daily and then call us with the readings as soon as he starts his amlodipine. He should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And he's going to have a follow-up visit in this practice in 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.